Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In a world with so much conflict and injustice, it is natural for us to feel troubled and restless. In our own lives, we've experienced the fragility of life and the pain of losing a loved one. At the root of human existence, there is change and there is uncertainty. There is life and there is death. Uncertainty and anxiety are part of life. And at the threshold of Jesus' imminent departure by death, he tells them and all his followers who have to face mortality, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. And Jesus enables us to not let our hearts be troubled and to not let them be afraid because he gives us his peace. The peace Jesus gives is God's peace, God's shalom. It is God's gift of wholeness and full prosperity to the people of God who live under God's loving and compassionate rule. God's peace is connected with God's justice when he will set all things right. God's peace is his sanctification and blessing on all of creation. And Jesus gives us this peace. He gives us God's grace and love so that we can create the kingdom of God in our hearts, so the Holy Trinity can dwell there. Jesus tells them that his death is a cause of joy because Jesus will conquer death with his death and open up the life-giving power and presence of God the Father to be available everywhere and in all times. No longer confined to the earthly incarnate Jesus, but unleashed into the world through the Spirit. In many ways, prayer helps us to feel the presence of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Prayer helps us to feel closer to God, feel his presence breaking in to our lives. And to help us to feel God's presence, his all-encompassing presence of love, is St. Patrick. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland. He was born around the year 390 AD in Roman Britain. His father was an ordained deacon, and his grandfather was a priest. St. Patrick grew up in the faith, but wasn't a particularly observant Christian. He had been baptized, lived in a Christian household, had learned some Christian prayers, but he had no real bond with the Christian faith. But the spark of the Spirit was still there. And he had absorbed more of the Christian faith than he had realized. At age 16, his life would change forever. Patrick was kidnapped and sold as a slave to a petty Irish king. He was forced to work as a shepherd. Patrick tells us in his confession that his existence was harsh. No longer did he live in the comfort of home and hearth and in the safety and stability of family and friends. He was a stranger in a foreign land. And it was during this time Patrick began praying the prayers that he had learned when he was younger. And the more he prayed, the more they became alive in him. In that wild country with lashing rain and unforgiving wind, Patrick fully embraced Jesus Christ. He began to know the prayers as more than words, belief more than doctrine. He began to grow in love for Jesus and desire deeply to have a relationship with the triune God. And after 6 years of struggle, of praying and waiting and longing, Patrick heard a voice one night telling him that a ship was waiting for him. So he ran out, runaway slave, ran on foot, guided only by Christ's love in his heart to lead him to the boat that God had promised. Now, after Patrick was safely home for a while, he received another vision. A man named Victoricus came from Ireland bearing letters. Patrick opened one of the letters, and as he did, he heard the voice of the Irish pleading with him. "We ask thee, boy, come and walk among us once more." Patrick was called by God to go back to the very land he escaped, to be a reconciler of the people with God. He was called to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Irish. His mission to Ireland was unique in that no blood was ever shed. There was no martyr in Ireland for the gospel. He came to his Irish enslavers no longer a slave, but as a friend and reconciler. Just as Jesus commissioned his disciples to make disciples of all nations, so Patrick went to be a light for the Irish, so he may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And most certainly, Ireland felt like the end of the earth. Now, what is clear in the life and words of St. Patrick is the power of prayer and the all-encompassing presence of the triune God. This is greatly expressed in the breastplate of St. Patrick. According to holy tradition, on Holy Saturday, in the year 433 A.D., St. Patrick kindled the paschal fire in the hill of Slane, which overlooked Tara. The High King was about to have a festival in which all the lights and fires in the country were to be extinguished. And then he would light his fire, a ritual proclamation showing that only he and he alone would provide his people with light and fire. St. Patrick's fire was a challenge to his ascendancy. And the wise men warned that unless this rival fire was put out immediately, it would flood the whole country with its light and burn until doomsday. At the sight of this fire, which threatened the High King's power and authority, he ordered St. Patrick to appear before him. So, robed in white and with his companion, St. Patrick set out, chanting Easter litanies and a hymn in Irish, invoking God's power and that of all his blessed creatures to protect them against the powers of evil and the spells and cruelties of heathendom on this dangerous journey. But the High King laid an ambush. But all he saw when Patrick went by was a group of deer and a fawn following them. And for this reason, the lorica, St. Patrick's breastplate, is also known as the deer's cry. Part of the shield goes like this: "For my shield this day I call Christ's power in his coming and in his baptizing, Christ's power in his dying on the cross, his arising from the tomb, his ascending, Christ's power in his coming for judgment and ending." And the hymn "I bind unto myself today," which is number 188 in our LBW, is an adaptation of St. Patrick's breastplate. This prayer hymn of St. Patrick comes from one who has a strong relationship with Christ through prayer. The Lorica prayer allows one to call in the presence of Christ, in whom all things hold together. Patrick knew he would be okay, because in his dangerous and most precarious times, he knew that God would not abandon him. God would come to his aid. And so the more we pray, The more we experience God and His Son, Jesus Christ, in those we encounter and in our activities and our challenging situations in every circumstance, the more we are able to pray with the Spirit who prays for us, we're able to experience the awesome presence of God in every moment and not just see Him in retrospect. Patrick once said, "I saw Him praying in me, and I was, as it were, within my body, and I heard Him above me, that is, over the inward man. And there He prayed mightily with groanings. And all the time I was astonished and wondered and thought to myself, who it could be that prayed in me. But at the end of the prayer, He spoke, saying that He was the Spirit." St. Paul also says in Romans to surrender to the Holy Spirit and to spend time with Christ. He invites us to change our perceptions of this world, to feel the closeness of His Son in our lives. And likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. May the Holy Spirit continue to transform us into God's image and into the likeness of Christ. And may we always, no matter what happens in our lives, put our trust in God, whose all-encompassing presence surrounds us in His loving care. For in Christ, we are never alone. For God has claimed us to be His, and He will not forsake us. Amen.